Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, the viability of Irish universities is at risk over funding. That's the view of Sean O'Driscoll, who's the chair of UCC's governing authority and former chief executive of Glen Dimplex. Writing in today's Irish Examiner, he says the state's funding model doesn't even adhere to basic management principles taught in first-year commerce. And Sean O'Driscoll is on the line now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And you say in this piece that the short-term backdated funding model, it doesn't stick to these basic management principles, as I said, taught in first-year commerce. Will you expand on that and tell us exactly what you mean?
Well, Claire, I started in UCC as a commerce student in 1975. And one of the first business principles that we were taught was, if you don't measure something, you can't manage it. And that's what I mean by that principle. It's one of the simplest, oldest and wisest management principles in the world. And with the way, the short-term way, the backdated way that higher education is funded, it's not possible to adhere to that basic principle. And I'll give you an example. The state is responsible for negotiating the public sector pay awards. Under the university's oversight agreement with the Higher Education Authority, the universities are legally obliged and commit to honouring all aspects of those public sector pay awards. Yet the state won't fully fund those awards. And there are two categories of employees within universities. There are what are called core, which is the teaching part of the university.
Yes.
And there's the non-core, which is the research part of the university. And over the last decades, in fact, the research employees of the university, their public sector pay awards are not refunded by the state. And the core teaching positions, they're funded to the tune of 75%, not 100%. So on average, the total cost to a university, based on historical patterns, they're only refunded approximately 55% of the total cost.
So I know you're relatively new to the position at UCC as chair of the governing authority. Have you been shocked at the funding model at third level?
Yeah, I've been astounded by it. Education is not a cost. Education is an investment. And in fact, the government, in its definitive document on funding of the future in 2022, said Ireland's further and higher education, training and research system is a strategic national asset. I'm saying that it will now become a national strategic risk if we don't fund it properly. And education is probably the longest strategy that you can have it in any society. It's never ending because seeking out knowledge and new knowledge is endless and it's timeless. Mm-hmm. And it has to be funded on that basis. It can't be funded on a piecemeal basis.
And what you want to see is this funding being put in place on a multi-annual basis over at least 3 years. And we know that is something all government departments, Sean, they would like to have, and state agencies that feel the same. But it does tend to be the exception rather than the rule.
I agree. But can I also say, Claire, that the government, it is the government who identified the core funding deficit of 307 million back in 2022. And since then, there has been very significant inflation, and that cost has increased to a much higher figure than 307 million. So what I would say is the government knowingly is underfunding the higher education system. It knows, as set out in its report, what the deficit was in 300 back in 2022 and hasn't done anything about it. So it is knowingly underfunding higher education.
And it says, as you have outlined there, that its strategic aim is to have a well-funded asset of a third level. So where do you think the problem is? Have you had conversations at government level with this and about your idea of a three-level, a multi-year funding model?
I have, you know, across different parts of the system. And what I've pointed out to them is that education is the fundamental base of our society and as our economy. And if you go back to the 1960s, 40% of all school-going children had left the school system by the age of 15. Today, as you and I speak, of the cohort of 25 to 34-year-olds, 62% of females have been through higher education and 54% of males. That's the difference. And if the late Donal O'Malley hadn't come up with free education in 1967, I could have been one of those statistics of the 40% of somebody who had left school at the age of 15. And that's the difference. That's the opportunity that was given. It is a national strategic asset, but we're taking it for granted. And it is a world-class system, but it's in great danger. And one example of that is the staff student ratio, which in Ireland is 23 to 1. The European average is 15 to 1. The OECD average is 17 to 1. And 23 to 1 is not the appropriate figure because we're not providing the investment.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the National Training Fund. You say that there's a large surplus in there that should be used to directly fund universities. Now, that's a fund generally used, isn't it, for training schemes for those in further education. But you're saying hand over any money sitting in that account to the universities. Is that the idea?
It's not just hand it over. I'll come back to that in a second. The training fund is a 1% levy on all payrolls across the state, and it generates an income of about 1 billion euro a year. Today, there is a surplus in that fund of 1.5 billion, and it's increasing by approximately 500 million a year. So the funds are there. So it's not an affordability issue. It's a funding issue, and part of those funds should be redirected. But it's not just a question of handing it over to universities. Mm-hmm. Universities also have to change, and they have to be accountable, and they have to provide value for money, and they have to be transparent, and they have to make sure there's no waste across the system. So I have no difficulty with, if the state, the government decides to fund as it should fund, in putting in accountability procedures and giving universities very clear priorities as to what they want universities to do.
Your message is directed, I see, at the end of your piece today. You mentioned Patrick O'Donovan and you say that he could claim a place. He's the current higher education minister, of course. He could claim his place in the history books if he does something about this.
Well, he could. He could do for future generations what Donal O'Malley did for me and my generation, giving us an opportunity in life, making sure we had a world-class education system that was continually funded. And it's a society where, if you go back to 2011, we had 1.8 million people working in Ireland. Today, we have 2.7 million people working in Ireland. And education has been the booster for that and in the attraction of foreign direct investment and giving a cohort of highly skilled graduates into not just foreign direct investment, but also to our own Indigenous Irish large companies and SMEs.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people listening believe that young people now do have the opportunity, you know, more than ever before, have the opportunity to go on to third level. Are you saying, are you telling them, asking them to open their eyes to the fact that the experience is not what it should be?
It's not what it should be. That's very, very clear. And another reason why, you know, it's not what it should be. There is a 2030 strategy, which is around innovation and research. The universities are charged with being the hubs of innovation and research in Ireland. And yet that's not being properly funded either. And indeed, some of that research is being funded out of the teaching budgets of university. And the if you look across the, for example, laboratory equipment across the Irish university system, approximately 60% of it is either at the end of its useful life or is obsolete because the monies aren't being put into it. So there are huge issues. The system knows what the issues are. The government knows what the funding requirement is, and it's just time to get on with it.
Mm-hmm. But you also say that the universities need to get better at selling that work, you know, at creating a commercial value around that research.
Yeah. So it's not all about income from the state. Universities have also generate their own income. For instance, in the case of UCC, approximately 10% of its income every year comes from international students. And in fact, if the income from international students didn't exist across the Irish system, the Irish university systems would be bankrupt long ago. So universities have to get better at value for money. There's a big difference between the value of money and the value for money. They have to get better at that. Any waste building has to be eliminated. Buildings have to be better utilised, and they need to commercialise research better than they're currently doing, mm-hmm. and they need to engage with business in a far better way than they're currently doing.
And listen, just in relation to UCC, that specific example, people might remember that UCC was forced to review its capital projects because there was an 11.2 million euro deficit in about 2023. What's happening with that now? Is it under control, or are there more problems to come, Sean?
When we came in as a governing authority, shortly after we taking office, when the figures were finalised for the year, a deficit was identified and reported at the time of 11.2 million. We commissioned work immediately, and that highlighted that if nothing was done, the university was heading for a deficit in this financial year, which ends in 3 weeks, of 23 million. Very considerable work has been done. It's been very painful right across the system. Costs have been controlled. Costs have been curtailed. Income generation has been increased. And while we won't know until December what portion of the public sector pay award will be refunded by the state, with or without that, what I can say is that the deficit will be significantly lower than it was last year, never mind the 23 million that was projected.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. Sean O'Driscoll there, who's chair of UCC's governing authority. Now, coming up next, the EU commissioners will be announced this week. So what portfolio will Michael McGrath get?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.